If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Okay, well, he's here, he's back. Very busy day for the young man. Make it make sense. I was not even aware, guys, call me ignorant, that we've got the 2025 opening of Parliament and the State of the Nation address this week.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, I only realized Mang Fiala is funny. Yeah.
I mean, I'm only interested as to what these politicians are going to wear and how much of our money is going to be spent.
Wow.
Most of the time.
We'll keep that in mind.
Right.
In our coverage.
Right. Because I know millions and millions. Where is it? It's in Cape Town, right?
Yes.
Which happens to be one of the most expensive cities in the world.
Yep.
Number one. So dress code and the money that's going to be spent. But I know for a fact that, okay, the president had planned to talk about certain things, but kwangena iKongo, that guy from the, what's that guy?
Kagame.
Yeah. What's that Kagame kwangena uTrump?
Hi.
So I'm sure.
It's a piece, man.
I go piece, sure.
So I'm sure the script had to be changed.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys will correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a possibility. Welcome to your feature, sir.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Apparently your guest has disappeared.
Isn't this, as back to airing dirty laundry?
Yeah.
Wasn't this meant to be just our thing?
Mamela,
our knowledge?
If there's a man
who will
air the dirtiest laundry in the basket,
yeah,
it is Glenn Lewis.
All right, so let's address it since it's been put out there. Sure. We were hoping to speak to a political analyst about laying out the expectation for the State of the Nation address, but, you know, these things happen. So we thought this is a good opportunity, perhaps, to just speak about typically what the president ought to mention when he speaks about the State of the Nation, or when he delivers the State of the Nation address. And as the name suggests, this is meant to be, if you like, the president's way of detailing his action plan for the year ahead.
Yeah.
You guys have given us a mandate. There's another year at our disposal. These are the geopolitical issues at play, and this is how we're going to sort things out. So last year, he spoke about formalizing housing, for example, making sure there's clean drinking water, improving municipalities. And interestingly enough, he made mention of trying to end load shedding. And I think, you know, what the State of the Nation address is also meant to do is to take stock on the extent to which you've been able to achieve some of your past goals. And if you ask me, there's a big chance that it's going to latch onto this very much. We went 310 days without load shedding before Friday.
Yeah.
Which, and even the interruption was not long. It was not as disruptive as the previous load shedding bouts we've had. So I do think that that is definitely a win for him this year.
But you know what I find interesting, and this is what I always share with friends, is that in politics, doesn't matter what you do, the positive that you do, the opposition will never be. Do you ever remember a time, every time when he addresses the nation, that the oppositions will come out and say, yeah, no, he made sense, I like this, and they always say, no, nonsense.
Not enough detail.
Why do you want to care for them when their duty is to make us have electricity?
You say that, and it's quite an interesting point, because this, of course, is the first zone of the GNU.
Yes.
And one of the most vocal opposition parties we've had throughout our democracy has been the Democratic Alliance, who for the first time are going to be in government. So if you ask me, when it comes to getting reaction or gauging the reaction, listen out to what parties like the DA have to say, you know, the extent to which they're going to push back, or whether, you know, you'll find that they're going to ride the wave and nod more vigorously than they did in the past. And speaking about the GNU, I mean, it's going to be interesting to hear how the president tries to balance out the conflicting interests of these parties. You know, the Expropriation Act, for example, is a big one. These parties are pulling in different directions. The Freedom Front Plus has threatened to take government to court, even though they're in the GNU.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to hear how the president tries to, you know, taper all of that down while also speaking to his own constituencies who've pushed for this act.
I think, you know, what I'm looking forward into hearing, and maybe, I know it won't happen, but can we talk about the state of the nation? Like, what is really happening in our country? Let's not even talk in a political language.
Because
sometimes a political language in Okamba Pezu doesn't really reach the ears or the hearts that you need to reach. What's happening in our country? What's going on? Right now, you can just mention two presidents. It has never in the history of South Africa where the threats coming our way in Alendle. Yeah. There's Rwanda who's our neighbor. Then there's the USA, it's just Valanga Pan, Langa's, Goodmayer's Valanga Pan, Hasidli, or it's losing weight, or we're losing jobs, or houses. I don't know what's going to happen when Trump decides to do what he wants to do. And Ngapa, there's wars happening. There's schools, there's kids that are still not placed today. There is electricity, that's why Azuti see a plow for or a plow for or whatever the case may be. There's so many things happening in a short space of time. That is the state of our nation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want him to address that.
Yeah, there's the big issues, the small issues, they're still fontaine. You know, it reminds me of a saying somebody once said, you don't ignore the fly in your soup because there's hunger in North Africa.
Mm.
And there are issues that are flies in our soup.
Yeah.
When you think about just domestic problems that we've had.
We lost people still from Denver. And how many days were they under?
Oh, yeah, weeks.
Exactly, for weeks.
Weeks.
There's still people there, aren't there? Yes. I heard in the news yesterday, there's still people at Shaft 11 because I think five came up and then one body was recovered, something like that, over the weekend.
Yeah.
You were reading the news?
Yeah.
So I remember. It was you.
Two bodies and five more people came out.
Yeah, at the weekend.
Yeah, because I think when those other guys were helping to retrieve those miners, you must remember that one of them is a Zama Zama. Mm. So when he came out and said there's no one underground anymore, I was like, hey, we are not sure, because you actually made a statement a few days ago that, you know, you're a Zama Zama and you'll be a Zama Zama forever.
Yeah.
Because you were introduced into this Zama Zama business by your dad.
Or the one that volunteered
to go. I guess there's so many things that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
For instance, the explosion that happened in town. When are they finishing?
When are they finishing?
They said by August next year.
It's been 20 months, ne?
Yeah, it's been since July 2023. Yeah. So you can do that maths.
How far are we?
Do you know that the new China Mall is almost completed? Just next door or opposite the other China Mall on Main Reef Road?
Oh.
And it's taking our government 3 years to repair a road. They must not come here and blame.
And I think one other thing that obviously needs to be addressed. You remember about 2 months ago, the government obviously was busy moving from one restaurant to the other, trying to find illegal immigrants.
Yep.
So because, the question is, have they stopped? Are they still continuing?
How far are they?
Yeah. They're not. And they're
are they still continuing?
And
yes.
They are not even winning the battle against Zama Zamas. There has been, I think South Africa now is speaking in one voice when it comes to illegal immigrants. Nobody wants people treated in any inhumane way. Nobody wants people to be treated like dirt. But come into the country legally, do the right things. Do the things that you said you came in the country to do, you know, and they're not winning against that battle. I know that BMA fights hard at the border all the time, but are we winning that battle?
Yeah, absolutely. Immigration, the economy, poverty, inequality.
How long is this speech supposed
really
to be?
The list goes on and on and on.
And that is just important things. Because if you go to useless things, South Africa, because there's no. No, there's no animals. That's the state of the nation. When I go to the zoo, I want to see the pig five.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to the zoo and saw the pig five?
I don't know.
The zoo in Rosebank does not have the pig fives, Kumba. It's not going to happen.
Only in Pretoria.
You'll have to go to Limpopo.
You understand what I'm saying?
Because they don't even have a budget. You know that.
But
what do you
zoo?
Mean?
Yeah, they don't even have a budget. Pella, to keep like your a lion, to keep a tiger, not even a tiger, a leopard, and those kind of animals, it's costly.
You go to Pretoria Zoo, I'm a flaming 77,000 when you walk in. After that,
you're in giraffe one,
it's over.
So, but Kumba, when you go to the Kruger National, all you see is bucks.
So
you see spring bucks everywhere.
What's happening with the animals in Africa, in South Africa?
So here's a question for our listeners out there. What are you hoping the president will cover in this year's SONA address coming to your rescue, my friend?
That's the
question that we're asking the listeners out there. What are you hoping the president will cover in this year's SONA address? Please drop us those voice notes. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Bye.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I'm hoping for the president to announce a 10 days exit to all the foreign nationals that they must go to their respective countries, so that when the budget speech is announced on the 19th, it should accommodate all citizens of South Africa and foreigners that are here legally. Hey, Khomotso, nkare ka phetala e ka ban budget e a re accommodate yank.
Ah, Guyafana, it's all the same. Guyafana, we might as well not have one. Moguya ngami nje, he would just put an notice on Twitter, you know, under the presidential whatever, X address. Abalenge pass, you know that whole thing, like a public announcement when they allow announce load shedding. Kubalenge whatever he is planning or he is trying to kohlisa as ukuthuzoyenza khona lapha. Akhohle nje nge nation address. Akhohle nje ngokuya lapha ku podium e parliament and address anything because it's still the same. Nothing will be done. Same thing over and over and over and over.
Akaphume out asitshele ukuthi sisasama South African or sesithengisiwe njengenation yakhe. I don't know, like really ngathi like he's not a president man. He doesn't behave like a president. Ai angazi mhlambe asisekho asisi South Africa nje ngegama but nje kusayiniwe phansi ukuthi we are under America uzothini. Hayi ziningi into engingazizwisisi ngaye nje ziningi ayi into elungayo South Africa guys yo ena after COVID thing gare it's worse.
Yeah, sure. I want at least like a raise the issue ya unemployment because unemployment it's really on fleek tough, now. Eh? Yeah, hook up a bit about unemployment but it's in Jetona. I don't see the importance there on this soon because every year it's about there won't be any improvement. So yeah.
I want to find out about the state of public hospitals after COVID. There's still some hospitals that still have tents. Remember those tents that were built for people that are positive near COVID?
Like a triage, yeah.
They're still there and they look so dirty and old, Khumuzo, and they're used as storage sometimes. Mm. So I want to find out if they are still being paid for because I know they didn't buy them. They hired them to be there. So are they still paying for them every month?
Yeah.
Are they used? What happened to the beds that we bought, to the machinery, to things that we bought via COVID?
Mm.
What happened to that? And the state of public hospitals and public clinics, simeranjani when it comes to that?
You know, when you're talking about public institutions, now what I really want to know is what are we doing with these matriculants that are loitering because we don't have enough facilities to accommodate them?
Mm-hmm.
We are always saying to the ministers of education and heads of the education department that we want better results. Even if you get 60% pass rate for the kids, all subjects 60%. If all those kids get 60% and they still can't go to varsity, what is the point of these kids slaving away for 12, some repeat standards, so it's 13 years. And when they are done, they can't get accommodated at any higher institution of learning.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We still have a couple of voice notes. We appreciate it.
Yeah, as we are voting next year for local government election, the president for this year's zone is going to talk nicely about what is happening there in Goma. He's going to talk nicely about his state of universities that they are busy with so that the learners can get spaces. He's going to talk nicely because we are voting next year. Nothing much.
Bengcela u Cyril, President Cyril Ramaphosa, address with Donald Trump, no kikam. Ngicela abatshele ukuthi asibasabe nasibakwathi. Freedom was won by kids. So there's still kids here. How? Yes, abantu basigibela basehla sathula. Can you address those two?
Yeah.
Try like.
Yeah, we will address them.
Okay, Cyril.
I want to hear him address in the Zama Chuck shop and Ipaza shop. Address at the maybe when Zagalana. Are they still selling or they are not selling? Should they continue selling while you clean my paper when Zagalana?
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.